If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here, my life is here. I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're refined, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze, and I'll be a
guys, welcome back to another episode of Free to Worship. This week we have a special guest, obviously. I'm actually very excited about this episode. I have been telling her throughout this recording that this is one of the best Free to Worship sessions we've ever had. So I'd like to introduce you guys to Umusa Yende. One of my favorite vocalists. Please say hi.
Hi everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This was so exciting.
Did you have fun?
To be here. I did. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I think a lot of our viewers might know you, obviously, from the big screen. You've worked with a lot of our favorite artists. But what I want to delve into is who is Umusa, just generally as a person?
Yeah.
Like, where are you from? Where did this voice come from? Like, this gift.
Okay, so my name is Musa Yende. Born and bred in Joburg, mm-hmm. in the east side. And yeah, man, I'm a very simple girl, very shy. Might not pick it up sometimes, but I am. And I've loved singing for such a long time, actually. And my dad actually sings.
Really?
Well, yeah, at church, but yeah, as himself God. Oh, but yeah, he's known for, but yeah, so my dad, I guess I got the gift from him. Yeah, so he's actually been active at the church and stuff. So yeah.
That's amazing.
That's where it comes from.
When I heard this song, I heard a re-rendition of the song.
Yeah.
And like, and I immediately knew that I wanted us to do it for Free to Worship.
Mm.
And the only vocalist I could think of was you. You have a way of bringing people in. Like, you have a way of, like, your, I don't know, I guess, Nibizi anointing.
Yeah.
What does it say to you?
Yeah, so I actually was listening to the song yesterday and I'm like, okay, tricky. I know it's an easy song, but I was just like, tricky. So when we were actually rehearsing it, man, you know when the lyrics start like really building in and talks about giving yourself as a living sacrifice.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's just me coming before God.
Mm.
And sacrifice counts as death.
Sure.
And it's me dying to self.
Sure.
And where I end, he begins.
Sure.
And it says, I want to be tried by fire.
Mm.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, that says, pure gold put in the fire comes out proved pure.
Sure.
So, and then genuine faith put through the suffering comes out proved genuine.
Sure.
So through trials, through tribulations, through everything, it's you constantly, continuously choosing to trust in God.
Sure.
Yeah, that was
so the song's actually quite deep. Practically, like when you sing, I want to be tried by fire. Like, do we actually know what that means? Because the fire will come, right? And so I just want you to encourage someone who's listening, into someone who might be in the fire.
I actually felt like this. I think I shared it a bit earlier. So last year, I was in the fire the whole time. And it does feel like it doesn't end. And oh, something so good happened. And I was at church and it was a reminder from God, Uguti, I haven't forgotten about you.
Mm.
And I was just reminded of the verse, I think it's 2 Joel. It's Joel 2. Okay, I'm saying paraphrase because I can't remember properly. 25, if I'm not mistaken. It's Joel. So Uguti, everything that the locust had stolen, I'm paraphrasing, God will bring back everything that was stolen by the locust. So even in the fire, God is there with you. He's in it with you. God will never, you know what? Actually, I'm speaking from a place of testimony. Because He will never leave you. And it does feel like, so I just think, during that period of being tested and stuff, you just need to stand strong. And like I said, it's continuously choose to believe that God will come through for you and trust in Him.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Thank you so much. This was incredible. I told you it wasn't going to be long. Nuri, we are recording. So, yeah. Any last shout outs? What's your handle? Where can people find you?
Okay, so I'm Musa Yende on all social media platforms. Musa Yende on Facebook, Musa Yende _ and Instagram. I'm not really active on Twitter, but I'm there just to check once in a while. But I'm Musa Yende on Twitter also.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I certainly did. And I'll see you guys next week.
It was so good.